Is it my imagination, or does she sound half amused? This isn't part of the script. We're meant to go for a walk and talk about things where we can't be overheard, not ad-lib it in a cafe. Plus, she thinks I'm from the Foreign Office. What the hell does she expect me to say? Early Latin literature? It's about, I mentally cross my fingers, a proof of polynomial time completeness in the traversal of Hamiltonian networks, and its implications. She sits up a bit straighter. Oh, right. That's interesting. I shrug. It's what I do for a living, among other things. Where do your research interests lie? The businessman stands up, folds his newspaper, and leaves. Reasoning under conditions of uncertainty. She squints at me slightly. Not prior probability stuff, Bayesian reasoning based on statistics, but reasoning where there are no evidential bases. I play dumb. Suddenly my heart is hammering between my ribs. And is this useful? She looks amused. It pays the bills. Really? The amusement vanishes. 80% of the philosophical logic research in this country is paid for by the Pentagon, Bob. If you want to work here, you'll need to get your head around that fact. 80%? I must look dumbfounded, because something goes click and she switches out of her half-sardonic, brief-encounter mode and into full professorial flow. A Marine earns around 15,000 bucks and costs maybe another 100,000 a year in barrack space, ammunition, transport, fuel, weapons, VA expenses, and so on. Supporting all the philosophy departments of the USA costs about as much as funding a single battalion of Marines. She looks wryly amused. They're looking for a breakthrough. Knowing how to deconstruct any opponent's ideological infrastructure and derive self-propagating conceptual viruses based on its blind spots, for example. That sort of thing would give them a real strategic edge. Their psychops people would be able to make enemies surrender without firing a shot, and do so reliably. Cybernetics and game theory won them the Cold War, so paying for philosophers is militarily more sensible than paying for an extra company of Marines, don't you think? That's, I shake my head, logical, but weird. No weirder than what they pay me to do. She snorts. It's not exceptional. Did you know that for the past 20 years they've been spending a couple of million a year on research into antimatter weapons? Antimatter? I shake my head again. I'm going to get a stiff neck at this rate. If someone figured out how to make it in bulk, they'd be in a position to... Exactly, she says, and looks at me with a curiously satisfied expression. Why do I have a feeling she's seen right through me? Antimatter isn't the most exotic thing DARPA has been spending research money on by a long way, but it's exotic enough for the average college professor, especially a philosopher who, reading between the lines, has any number of reasons for being cheesed off with a military academic complex. I'd like to talk about this some more, I venture, but maybe this isn't the right place. I take a mouthful of beer. How about a walk? When do you have to get back to your office? I have a lecture to deliver at 9 tomorrow, if that's what you're asking. She pauses, delicately, tongue slightly extended. You're thinking about coming to work here. Why don't I show you some of the sights? That would be great. We finish our drinks and leave the bar, and the bugs, real or imagined, behind.